Hi, I'm Anna Conchar. I work 2 days a week and run a multi-million dollar online business. I also have my MBA and I am a mom, foodie, and avid traveler. I started this show to teach you how to monetize the skills, knowledge, and passions you already have so you can put life first instead of work. Making money doesn't have to be hard or complicated or require you to grind 24/7 when you focus on the right things, and that's exactly what I'm going to teach you. So if you're ready to have more time, money, and energy to do what makes you happy and really live life, you are in the right place. Let's build your million-dollar side hustle. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to your Million Dollar Side Hustle podcast. Today, I want to share with you how I started my business. You know, I have been making over $1 million every year for the last 5 years, but the very beginning looked a lot different. And I think that's really important to know because we all start at the beginning. So I want to share with you the origins of my business and my entrepreneurship journey and how I was successful before I even started offering courses and memberships. So my entire professional career before I started my business was in advertising and marketing. I got my very first job at an advertising agency out of undergrad. I worked in multiple agencies. Then went back to grad school, got my MBA, worked in consumer packaged goods brand management, and then actually took my marketing skills and worked in political consulting. Just an FYI, if you've ever thought about working in politics, I highly do not recommend it. It will age you very fast. It's very stressful. It's the highest paced job I've ever seen. Yeah, politics is definitely not for the faint of heart. But through my story, you know, I went to grad school because I thought I wanted to be this corporate climber. In the middle of grad school, my dad passed away unexpectedly, and literally that made me rethink everything that I wanted in the future. And one of those things was that I didn't want to sell products that were just kind of crap. Like, I don't want to have to sell, you know, toilet paper or candy bars. So that led me down the path into politics, which I will never work in politics ever again. But it was a really good experience because that's actually where I learned Facebook and Instagram ads and YouTube ads and Google search ads and started learning about building email lists and lead generation and nurture campaigns. So it was an amazing, amazing learning experience, but it was brutal. Even before I started working in politics, I actually had the gut feeling that I wanted to do something on my own. But at that point, Sam had just graduated law school. I didn't have a job. So just kind of starting something and not having any income was not an option for me, which is how I ended up working in politics, because I wanted to do something that I felt good about and made a difference. And I spent 3 years in politics until I went to work for myself full time. So back to my story about working in politics. I had been thinking about starting my business for many years. When I finally officially launched it in July of 2016, that is when I filed for my LLC. And there was kind of this like pivotal moment. It actually came up in my brain recently. Funny how you have those moments where it's like you kind of forget about them and then they randomly pop up and you're like, oh my gosh, that was such a huge moment, but you don't even realize it when you're in the moment. But we had friends visiting us, and one of the big cool things to do in Des Moines during the spring and the summer and the fall is to go to the farmer's market. So we had friends visiting, and on that Saturday morning, we were like, let's go to the farmer's market. It's fun. There's great food. It's just a good time and it's downtown. There's lots of places that you can walk from it. But working in politics, also in 2016, a few months leading up to the election, I was super, super busy at work. And in fact, I ended up having to bring my computer with me to the farmer's market. And at one point, as I'm at the farmer's market with our friends who are visiting from out of town, I'm having to sit on the curb of the sidewalk, connect my computer to my hotspot so that I could actually go in to Facebook Ads Manager and answer Slack messages. That was an emergency. I'm saying that in quotes, right? For one of our clients. And I was like, what am I doing? Like, this is insane. I can't do this without having a family. I didn't have kids yet. And I'm like, I can't imagine doing this, working 60, 70, 80 hours a week and stress to the max and also have a family, which is something that I really wanted because I was getting close to, you know, hitting 30. And Sam and I had been married for 4 years at that point. So it's something that we were thinking about. And at that moment, I was like, I can't keep doing this. Like, I can't just quit right now because, again, financially, it's not feasible. We had a lot of student loans, over $200,000 in student loans, thanks to a lot of schooling. So just quitting my job and starting something was not a possibility for us. But I was like, I can't keep doing this. But I also know that I don't want to continue, you know, change from politics to corporate. Because there's still kind of the same BS that comes with the traditional corporate jobs as well. So at that point, I was like, I gave myself a deadline. I said, I am going to get my LLC filed and I'm going to start this damn thing by July 1st. So I did it. I filed for my LLC. And then I was like, okay, now what do I do, right? But I knew the easiest thing for me to start taking the mini micro steps to become my own boss, the easiest thing that I could do to get there was to offer my expertise in marketing and ads as a service as a freelancer. So basically, instead of working for the clients that I was working with in my 9-to-5 job, I would just offer similar services to my own clients on the side. And that's how I got started. I got started side hustling as a freelancer, offering digital marketing services. I launched my business in July of 2016, and I signed my first contract with my first client in October of 2016. Now, like I said earlier in this episode, the last 5 years, I've done over 7 figures. But my first client paid me $800 a month, and I got a $100 gift card each month to spend at their restaurant. And it was actually kind of great because it was a fun, free date night for Sam and I. But I started my business making $800 a month. And at that point, I was really offering everything. I wasn't just offering Facebook and Instagram ads. I was offering to help with updating websites, Google search ads, social media content. I even at one time directed like a brand photo shoot for them. So I was kind of really doing it all. But then from that client, I then worked with another local boutique and another local boutique. And basically, I just kept telling people in my network about, you know, hey, I am doing things on the side. If you know of anyone who is needing advertising and marketing help, please send them my way. And by doing this, I continued to slowly land clients. And then by offering multiple services, I realized that the biggest thing that brought value to my clients was Facebook and Instagram ads, because it was something that we could spend money on and almost immediately see the effect of it. So like for that restaurant, we could, within a month or two, see the sales difference, their increase in sales compared to the same time the year before. Or the boutique. I started working with them and we actually ended up implementing Facebook and Instagram ads for the e-commerce portion of their business. And we literally grew their e-commerce sales by over 1,000% in 3 months. So when I started seeing these results, I was like, oh my gosh, Facebook and Instagram ads is what I need to focus on. Number one, I needed to focus on because it could have such a profound effect on the small businesses that I was working with. Like, updating a website can be helpful, but you might not see that kind of return for months and years. Where Facebook and Instagram ads, we could turn on and immediately see what it was doing. Also, Facebook and Instagram ads are way cheaper than any form of traditional advertising, like TVs or newspapers or radio ads or anything like that. So my clients were able to spend a lot less money than if they were on traditional media and getting a lot better results with it. And then also what's amazing about Facebook and Instagram ads is that inside the ads manager platform where you run the ads, Facebook will actually calculate the return on ad spend for you. So because a lot of these things happen online, a lot of these actions happen online, you're able to literally tell your clients, you spent $1,000 and made directly from these $1,000, $5,000 in sales, which is amazing. Like, hello, why would not every small business want to do that and continue to do that when you're so easily able to share that return on investment? So once I started seeing this with my clients, I decided to go all in on Facebook and Instagram ads. And I worked with coaches and candle companies and all different types of businesses, not just locally, but literally nationally. And what was great was that when I decided to focus on Facebook and Instagram ads, number one, my referral rate went up. I think this is something that we have to think about and change our mindset on. Oftentimes, we feel like we need to serve everyone. If I can write emails, I should offer copywriting. And if I can update a website, then I should offer website design. And if I know Facebook and Instagram ads, then I should do Facebook and Instagram ads. I should just do everything that is possible in my wheelhouse. Because if I don't offer everything, then I'm going to miss out on an opportunity. That is the mindset that the majority of business owners have, right? I don't want to choose a target audience. I don't want to choose a niche. I don't want to choose a specific service because then I'm missing out. But what I found was that by offering and specializing one specific service, I actually got more referrals because people understood what I did. Instead of just saying, Anna does digital marketing, which can encompass so many different things, right? Instead, it's like, oh, you need help with Facebook and Instagram ads, Anna's your gal. So my referrals actually went up by niching down and only offering one service. One of the most important things that you can do as an online business owner is make sure that you are legally protected. Trust me, as much as you don't want to bother with your terms and conditions and contracts and privacy policies, these things are super important. In fact, about a year into selling online courses, I made a huge legal mistake that cost me more than $50,000. Yes, as much as we don't want to think about the legal stuff, if you don't have it in place, it can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. Now, if you want help protecting your business legally, head to awbfirm.com. Autumn Whitboyd is the attorney for online businesses, and she has tons of templates to help make sure that you are protected. From affiliate and referral program agreements, to podcast sponsorship agreements, to contract templates and terms and conditions. She has it all, and you can go get it right now by going to awbfirm.com. I also have a special coupon code just for my audience. If you use the code ANNAK, you'll get 20% off your purchase. Again, that's awbfirm.com. Use the coupon code ANNAK, and you'll get 20% off your purchase. Additionally, I got really, really good at Facebook and Instagram ads. Now, I was doing Facebook and Instagram ads in my 9-to-5, but that was for political campaigns. Very, very, very different than business and especially small business. But when I became the Facebook and Instagram ads expert, even though I was working with small businesses, like local businesses who had, you know, one brick and mortar location, I was able to charge them like $1,500 a month just for my services, not including the ad spend, because now I was viewed as an expert. And that's how we need to change our mindset. When you're offering a product, when you're offering a service, by niching down, you get more referrals because it's very clear on what you do. And you also can increase your prices because now you become an expert and the go-to person in that area. Now, the other great thing about focusing on Facebook and Instagram ads was that I didn't have to create content all the time. And that's really why I lean so hard into ads, even now in my business, years and years and years later. It's because what I love about ads is you can literally turn one on and you might use that same ad for weeks, months, even years. I have an ad that I literally ran for 18 months straight. 18 months, a year and a half, same ad. So that is what is the beauty of ads, is that whether you're running them for your own business or you're offering them as a service, you don't have to constantly create content. And by offering Facebook and Instagram ads as my service, as what my core offer was, I didn't have to create content all the time, which means I didn't have to work all the time. And then I figured out how to add in automations and use things like Dubsado so that a lot of kind of the client management manual work, I was able to turn into streamlined processes. Now, by doing all of these things, right, niching down, focusing on Facebook and Instagram ads, which guess what is the really other cool thing about Facebook and Instagram ads? They're working for you 24/7, even when you're not working, right? So like you can be on vacation and if your client's ads are running, your client is still getting sales. Pretty cool. And then also putting in processes into my business and systems. I was able by year two of my freelancing business to make over $260,000 just from my Facebook and Instagram ad services, okay? So by doing these things, I went from making $800 a month from my first client to making over $260,000 in year two of my freelancing business and being able to leave my 9-to-5 job. Now, I want to share this with you because, again, I've shared a lot on the podcast about online courses and memberships, and I love that. But I am also a very big believer in freelancing and offering services. The thing is that services are a lot easier to start than online courses. Now, there are some pros and cons to both of these things, right? And I actually have an entire episode about how to use your knowledge to create an online business and going through the pros and the cons of the different types of businesses that you can offer and create. But the great thing about offering services and creating a freelance business is you literally can start tomorrow. Like you don't have to create a webinar. You don't have to create a sales funnel. You don't have to even create a social media account, right? Like you literally can just go out and tell your closest 50 family members and friends that, hey, guess what? I'm doing this on the side. Do you need my help? If not, do you know anyone who might benefit from these services? And then you can land clients and start making money. So again, what's great about services is you can start it immediately, like today. The hard thing about services is that once I hit that $260,000, and again, that was just me and one little VA who still works with me. She's amazing. But it's hard to scale, right? So if you're looking for something that you can easily make six figures from as a solopreneur, freelancing is a really, really great option. And what's great is that my freelancing business actually funded the start and the growth of my online course business. So if you want to learn more about freelancing and how to build a six-figure freelancing business so you're able to quit your 9-to-5 job, or heck, even if you just want to like be at home with your kids and have a little nap time side hustle, I am offering a brand new free training, and you can sign up now at annaconcher.com/freelance. Again, that's annaconcher.com/freelance. Freelancing is an amazing, amazing opportunity. Even in the first 2 years of my oldest daughter's life, I managed a six-figure freelancing business and a seven-figure online course business all during nap time. I had zero help. Okay. So if you're looking for something that's really flexible, that allows you to work when you want to work, but is also something that you can get started with like today and start making money today, then freelancing might be a really, really good option for you. It's also a really good option if you're looking for some way or somehow to increase your income so that you can fund the start of your online courses and memberships as well. And like I said, I have put together a brand new free training all about how to build a six-figure freelancing business that can enable you to quit your 9-to-5, stay at home with your kids, travel the world, whatever you want to do. And you can access it at annaconcher.com/freelance. I am so glad that I started my business. I landed that $800 per month client because it was truly the beginning that got me to where I am today. And until next time, friend, stay ambitious.